This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, folks, one of the biggest problems we deal with is dumb people voting. And while it was considered a progressive thing to allow more people to vote in this country, and that's because there were obvious issues there as far as, equal rights or whatever is concerned. But, you know, I think we may have made a big mistake because we have completely brainwashed morons and idiots voting now that cancel out informed votes. And let's just be honest, that's what happens. So do you want to get voted into slavery by people that don't even have a clue how the world works or what goes on in the country they live in? Because you're on the brink of it now. Here's the perfect example. A reporter, Riz Flex, goes out at a Pennsylvania voting place. And this is just one example. There's a handful of these examples, but I'm just going to pull one example. Here's Democrat Donna. Do you think this Democrat voter sounds informed, or do you think she's under the propagandized trance of the liberal media? You tell me. Here it is.
Donna, is there a particular candidate that you are excited about today?
I'm excited for Fetterman, and I'm excited for Shapiro. Anyone on the Democratic ticket at this point. I just don't like what's been going on with the other party, because when you think of some of the underlying groups that are involved in that party, I'll say it, KKK, or whatever they want to call them now.
Oh, Antifa?
Nationalist.
Oh, you know, she believes that.
Is there a particular candidate that you
are? All right, so that's good.
About?
So that's fine. That's all I wanted to do. But again, there's a bunch of these clips. She goes out and talks to people. I mean, we have such a challenge ahead of us, and I believe we can do it, and I'm willing to bet on the American people. In fact, I've really bet my life on it, folks. I mean, hell, we're just a few months away from who knows what the Democrats will do with this totalitarian control they have. I mean, my next guest, Alfie Oaks, they may just go shut down his business, arrest him, disappear him forever. They may raid this news organization right here. They may just decide to arrest me, just throw me away forever, and you'll never hear from us again. That's where we're at in this country. That's very serious. That's a very serious threat that we stare into every day when we come on air here and tell the truth. Every day when Alfie Oaks opens his business. You don't think that communist Democrats are frothing at the mouth to shut down Alfie Oaks? You don't think the Democrats are frothing at the mouth to shut us down and arrest us? Of course they are. You are dealing with the most corrupt political party in U.S. history. But you have to understand, we're betting on you. We're betting on the American people. We're betting on humanity. I believe humanity wants to be free. I believe humanity wants to be prosperous. I believe that people want the truth and want justice, even though they've been deceived and put into a trance to be aimed against just that, aimed against their own prosperity, aimed against truth and honesty and integrity. And you see it with these voters. But I believe I'm going to place my bet that humanity wants to be free. I'm going to place my bet that Americans want to be free and prosperous and will somehow shake out of this trance we're in, and the Democrat Party will eventually be no more. Because as that woman says, Donna the Democrat, the Republicans are the party of the KKK. Well, clearly Donna has not done her research, because if she had, she would know that it was actually the KKK that formed the Democrat Party, and it was actually the first Republicans in Congress were black Americans, freed slaves, who formed the Republican Party against the likes of the KKK Democrats. But see, Donna doesn't know about that history. Donna doesn't know about the history of Joe Biden and Richard Byrd and the KKK, because she's in a trance from the liberal media. And so this is the challenge, folks. We have to get these people out of the trance. Even if we can just save 1% of them, it'll be worth it. But we have to get these people out of the trance, and we have to do something about our voting system. We have to do something about the rigged voting system. We have to go back to just straight-up paper ballots, no more mail-in ballots. Straight-up paper ballots, vote the day of the election is the only way to solve this problem. But if Democrats want to continue to do the shenanigans, boy, the Republicans better catch up. Republicans better plan rallies on every college campus And every Trump rally, they should have a voting booth. I'm not even kidding you. That's what Democrats do. They should have huge Trump rallies with 50,000 people and then just have people early vote right there at the rally. That's what the Democrats do. Why not us?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Alfie Oaks is now with us in the great state of Florida, now potentially the reddest state in the union. And you can either attribute that to the great leadership of Ron DeSantis, cleaning up the voter rolls, having fair elections, maybe attribute that to the Latino vote. I'm not sure, but Alfie Oaks joins us now. Big victories for Florida. I'm even proud of Texas, to be honest with you, as well, despite the negativity that we saw from the midterms. Obviously, nobody can trust our elections anymore. They just keep counting until a Democrat wins in half of these states. But Florida did well. Texas did well. I'm sure you're proud of Florida just as I am proud of Texas here.
Well, I'm incredibly proud of Florida. The reason Florida did well is we really stopped a lot of the election crimes that were occurring here. And there was still quite a bit in Florida, but not, as you've seen with double-digit leads, not enough to overcome. Here in Collier County, the liberal newspaper here, believe it or not, even in the most red area of Collier County here, we have a liberal Gannett newspaper. And they came out and said that now that Collier County is a dangerous place because of all of Alfie Oaks' candidates. We went 11 for 11. We got all America First people in our school boards. We got America First people running our Collier County Commission now. We have the majority in all of those. And I made it my passion because I told them back, 2 years ago, like, you have a chance here to keep your jobs. And we followed through on what we said we were going to do. But Florida was great. And that's because of the steps that Ron DeSantis took to clean up election fraud. This insanity that we're watching happen all over the country right now, it's not surprising to me because most of these states, they didn't do anything to change. So why are people surprised that we're seeing exactly what we saw back in 2020? It's the same states, the same actors, the same plays, and some people seem to be shocked about it. But how? We didn't fix anything. One of the things that really, I've had hundreds of people call me today. One of the things that really disgusts me is how so many people within our party are making a big deal about, well, Trump and DeSantis. All this. Listen, the enemy, there's one enemy. The globalist cabal that has set up all this fraud, all this election fraud that's happened all over our country is the only enemy. And, of course, they would love to have us all bickering about something as ridiculous as that. The truth is, if we don't fix this, Donald Trump can never get elected ever.
Yep.
DeSantis could never get elected. Jesus couldn't get elected.
Yep.
It's not going to happen if we don't fix it. The good news is I do think that the people are paying attention more. I think that there's some really good things happening in Arizona that's going to give us a better legal basis to fight in the Supreme Court on I believe it's November the 18th. There's likely to be a case that they're going to be taking that's really going to expose a lot of this machine corruption. And I'm optimistic. I'm never giving up. We got to continue the fight. But we got to, the main thing that I'm begging people to do is right now we have to, like, loudly let everyone know who the enemy is. The enemy is most of the Republican Party, unfortunately, and the Democrat Party, but we know all the bad actors, and we got to start calling them out for enemies against our great United States here.
Well, and I don't want to go down this trail right now because I want to talk about what you're doing locally that's so important, but you know, part of this gaslighting of the whole January 6th deal is that they want to scare Americans into not talking about rigged elections. They want to make Americans so scared and afraid of executing their free speech, executing the First Amendment right, that you're either going to be disappeared, go to jail, be raided by the FBI at 2 a.m. in the morning. They want to put that fear into the hearts and minds of Americans. This is the liberal media and the Democrat Party, that if you dare question their rule, if you dare question their supremacy over you, that you're going to end up on a terror list or be just arrested in the middle of the night with no rights. And so I understand why people are going to be afraid to talk about the rigged elections. Believe me, nobody wants to get arrested by the Democrat Party. Nobody wants to get put into the D.C. gulag like a lot of these January 6th defendants. But, I mean, this is where we're at. But, Alfie, you've done a lot locally to get these people, good people, on school boards and local government. You know, this is something we probably don't talk about here at InfoWars enough, but that's okay. We have a national audience. But talk about the importance of local government, what you've done to help take control with good patriots of the local government, and how others can reapply this across the country.
It does. I always say if there could be a seat at the table in every county, we could change the whole country. But this, you know, we use this as a platform to get the truth out, because there is more people that love this country that are paying attention. But a lot of times they don't have the proper guidance to know who the right candidates are, because oftentimes the candidates that spend the most money win. And believe me, the campaigns that we fought here, there was blatant lies. I mean, you can't even believe that, you know, the lies that come out in these mailers, and it's totally legal to just, you know, make total fabrications. So it's so hard for the voter to really know who the right person is, unless you really have an intimate relationship with them, or unless you have a place like Seat at the Table where we bring the candidates in, we vet them, we dig in, and we let our base know that, you know, who to get behind. And it worked better than I could have ever imagined. I did personally get involved. I put in hundreds of thousands of dollars of my own money because it was that important to me. But, you know, General Flynn always, you know, says that we have to solve this problem starting local, that what we do locally here has a national impact. And eventually it will, because we're changing now. We're getting all the CRT out of our schools. They're not ever going to mask us again. We're bringing the right curriculum back into the schools because we got the right people running it.
So now I kind of look at the place we're at right now is – it seems that with every election cycle, the awakening gets a little, I don't want to use bigger, but it gets a little more momentum. It gets a little more leverage. And we're not really seeing it represented because the globalists and the liberals control the media. The globalists and liberals pretty much control the results of our elections. So we don't really get fair representation. But it feels to me every election cycle, specifically since 2016, I mean, maybe you could even go back to Obama's second term when liberals started abandoning the Democrat Party then, realizing all of Obama's fraud and failed promises. But to me, with every election cycle now, the awakening ramps up. It ramps up a little bit. After Trump, it ramped up. After 2020, it ramped up. And now after this, America's watching more so than even 2020, and they're saying, so what is this game we play? What is this game we play in California, in Colorado, in Arizona, in Nevada, where we just keep counting votes until the Democrats ahead, and then we stop? What is this game we're playing? I mean, everybody's seeing this. Everybody's seeing this. So do you see another level of the awakening now, another move of more momentum for the populist movement?
There is a level of awakening, and people are pissed off right now because we're watching it get, you know, it's stolen at every angle. And it's done, like you said earlier, it's done through the mail-in voting. Many people, I've never even been on a platform this big where I've discussed it. I worked intensely with the Lindell team digging into the 2020 server, and there's something called Albert, shamefully named after Albert Einstein. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but it's a piece of malware. It's a hardware device that's malware that's hooked up to almost all the supervisor of elections in the whole country. And through that is the vehicle they use to go in there and basically go into the voter rolls, and I can go into more detail, but I know we're limited on time. But what happened is they're going in the middle of the night, they're taking the inactive voters and moving them up to the active voter within 6 months before the election, and they just keep ramping up. And then all those mail-ins go out, and that's how a lot of this fraud is occurring, and it's happening all over the entire country. And you know, I went to our local supervisor of elections, and we're holding them accountable. Now we have our commission is going to, we're going to make them get rid of Albert here locally. We don't want that trash hooked up to our system here, because unfortunately I don't trust Homeland Security. Homeland Security came up with this in 2006, and they started with a handful of counties back then. Guess what counties were some of the first ones to use it? The three counties in Delaware where Joe Biden, back in 2008, I was working on a campaign with Christine O'Donnell running against him, and back with her running against Chris Coons in 2010 in Delaware. I have stores in Delaware as well.
And continue this on the other side. Come back on the other side of this break, because what you're saying is so key. I don't want to talk about how cleaning up the voter rolls is so important, but, I mean, folks, we've seen it. The mail-in ballots, the counting ballots, till the Democrat is ahead. I mean, this is ridiculous. Anybody that thinks this is above board, you're just lying to yourself, and you're lying to everybody else.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Again here with Alfie. It sounds like there's a concert raging behind you at the store. Is the band live right now?
Always. We have live music here every night. I'm right. It's right out, you know, not too far outside the office here, but we're always jamming at Seat the Table. There's about 500 cars in the parking lot right now. You know, we were like this the whole way through the pandemic. We never stopped.
I mean, it's so ridiculous to me. They lie about you. They lie about your political activity. And it's just like, how can people not love what we're doing? You're having a great time. Live music. The drinks are flowing. The smiles, the cheers, the families, the fun. And they come in. They went, we don't like Alfie Oaks. We don't like him. Why do liberals hate fun so much, Alfie? I don't get it. They hate fun and freedom.
They hate all that's good in the world. It really is. It's amazing to see. You know, they were losing their minds during the COVID insanity when we just obviously, you know, no one was wearing masks. We were hugging each other, partying, enjoying ourselves, and it really made them crazy. But we continue. You know, we're going to continue on that. But you know, back to what we were talking about. The main message I want to get across to everyone is get involved locally. Go to your supervised elections. Talk to them about the hour. This is a device that was created by Homeland Security. We don't, you know, we already know the Patriot Act that they took away more of our freedoms than anything. This Albert system is no good. We don't need it. You know, I was 2 days after the election, we had the biggest, obviously, you know, we won everywhere in Collier County and Florida massively. So I had a press conference here, and I had a gentleman from the newspaper to come out, and I was telling him, I still want to get rid of all the electronic voting machines. And I'm telling you now, 2 days after, we had the biggest victory ever, because I don't want you to think that I'm crying over a loss. It's not. We just had a victory. But I still don't trust those machines at all, because I know what's going on there. So, and he said, well, you know, he said, we don't use, I told him that he's basically saying that we have to use these up-to-date machines because, you know, he said, we don't use phones that are rotary dial phones anymore. We have these cell phones. And I'm like, well, hell yeah, but I guess, you know, back then when I had a rotary phone, I felt a hell of a lot more secure on my phone call than I do when I do with this smartphone. And with this election, it's all about security. And like you mentioned, we can do it over in other countries in Europe. They do hand counting. It's done that day. You know, Florida, we did a great job. We got a lot of the supervised elections off the Albert machine. And that's why we had results that were more true to the people that are actually voting.
Well, and I think, too, if you're the Republicans, that you really have two options at this point, because this is going back to what you said in the last segment. Folks, you have to understand, with the Democrats running Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, Detroit, and Las Vegas, they own those states. Forget about it. It's over. Doesn't matter. Like you said, you could have Jesus Christ for your presidential candidate as a Republican. He's never going to get in if the Democrats own Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, and Nevada. You're done. There is no mathematical way for you to win it. So to me, the Republicans have two options moving forward, and we'll see how real they want to get. I mean, that's what we're about to find out. If we have a real movement in the Republican Party, or if Mitch McConnell is going to squish us into non-existence and dictate policy from his high tower down, which I think is coming to an end, quite frankly. But to me, there's two options. You either do same-day voting, in-person voting, paper ballots, or the Republicans have to start using the Democrat tactics. They have to do mail-in voting, and they have to do early voting, and they have to have these rallies, which this, to me, actually, Alfie, I think this would be the ultimate end to all the early voting. If Republicans started having rallies, let's say Trump starts having rallies where they get 20, 30, 50,000 people to show up, and then they say, okay, we've got a place for you to register to vote right over there, and then you can go vote right over there. And you can pile 50,000 votes into a single early voting location in a single day. So, I mean, to me, that's the option. Either Republicans have to play by the games the Democrats are putting out on the field, or they have to clean up the system entirely. If they don't take one of those two routes, forget about it, Alfie.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got to start fighting fire with fire. And this is going to, we are going to even further, we're going to find out who are the good, who the people that will really stand for this country and who won't. And sadly, the majority of them, 535, won't. But there's, you know, even during the revolution, it only took 3% of the people that made it happen. 97% of the people were standing back to see what's going to happen. So I feel optimistic that we're going to get there. But it's going to be a little tougher road, because they're just stealing everything out in front of us right now like we expected. But we do have some great lawsuits coming, and some great some great things that I believe headed our way for us to overcome this.
Yeah, and there's so much information right now too. And we'll get into DeSantis rejecting the DOJ in Florida, monitoring the polls. Yeah, monitoring my ass. Alfie Oaks, great stuff. Get back to the party over there. Go enjoy the party you guys are having in Florida. Big results for Florida. Big day for Alfie Oaks and Farm Seed to Table out there in Naples. Thanks for joining us, Alfie.
Thanks for having me on. Keep the faith, man.
Of course. All right, there goes the great Alfie Oaks. See, folks, I'm telling you, look, people are kind of confused, because normally InfoWars is kind of the more dark commentary in these times, and maybe even a little bit of downtrodden just because of the reality we present. I'm not feeling that way. And yes, I'm riding high on Texas knocking Beto out yet again. Yeah, that feels good. And I'm riding high watching the awakening despite the theft and everything. It's just, we've known this was coming, and now we really are going to have a chance to see if the American people want to take the country back. And we're really going to get a chance to see just how much the media hates you, just how much the Democrat Party hates you, just how much the Republican establishment hates you. And it's all going to be out on the table. There's going to be no misnomers. There's going to be no confusion. It's all there, folks. It's all going to be laid right out for you. And it's like a buffet. And the American people are going to have to make the choice. But I don't think it's 3%. I think we have at least, honestly, I'd say at least 10%, maybe even 20% of the American people know exactly what's going on in this country and are sick and damn tired of it. So that's why the big push to steal this election. That's why the big push for the Democrats to steal the Senate. And folks, if they steal the House, I mean, come on. But of course they will. Why wouldn't they? Who's stopping them? They're going for full totalitarian control. Haven't you figured it out? The Democrats are totalitarians. But man, I got to say, you look at Alfie Oaks and you have admiration for everything that he's doing, plus running such a successful business. And you say, wow, how does a guy have the energy? How does a guy have the stamina? Even me, as somebody that feels like a young guy, I admire that. But I can tell you, the way that I keep a high energy level is the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. And whether that's taking the Brain Force Ultra or the Brain Force Plus right before I go on air for total mental energy and total mental focus, that's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 60% off BrainForce Plus. Or just starting every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, knowing I'm getting more than 100% of my daily value with a lot of those vitamins and minerals like vitamin A. I mean, I've got a canister right here. You get over 100% of your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E. It's just, it goes down. Vitamin B6. Vitamin B12, biotin, that's great for your hair, your nails, so much others. It's all in here, folks. The glycine is so good for you, the L-arginine, the L-glutamine, the NAC. I mean, it's just incredible. It's just incredible what we've done here with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's on sale, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, here's the deal. I've got an hour and a half left with you tonight before Mike Adams takes back over. I am going to start digging into the news and pile driving through the headlines. But folks, remember, if you like what we do here at InfoWars, you like our guests, you like our news coverage, this is the ship you built by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. So keep it in orbit by continuing to shop there.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, God is really giving us Americans like a fifth, sixth, seventh shot here. I mean, folks, the Democrats are stealing everything. They're stealing your elections. They're stealing your money. They're stealing your future. It's right there as blatant as a gigantic bolt of lightning striking the tree in your backyard. It's shaking the house. It's rocking the house. It's blowing the power circuits. It's that obvious now. So, we the people have a choice to let them steal this country or not. And we will see how the fight goes from here. Of course, whoa, be careful now with the Democrats. Don't even say anything that might be interpreted as violence, because they're going to come arrest you and disappear you, especially when you're Owen Troyer. So, no, we're not calling for any violence. We're going to peacefully and politically dismantle your system of propaganda and control over the country, no matter how bad it gets. But that's how bad it is getting now, where they just keep counting votes until Lauren Boebert is out of office. It's been the election's been over. Lauren Boebert won, and they're saying, no, wait, we've got more votes to count, more votes to count, until the Democrats ahead. Then they're all in. Same thing happening in Maryland. Same thing happening in California. Same thing happening in New York. And then you're going to wake up a week after the election, and the Democrats are going to have the presidency, the Senate, and the House. You watch. Of course they were going to steal it. They steal everything. They steal your money. They steal your elections. They steal your future. Hell, they steal your kids and chop them up. Of course they were going to steal it. So there you go. By the way, and it's just like, I mean, folks, it's just, as far as all the news is concerned, you know, the docket is 30,000 news stories high, where I can barely even get to half of them, or even dig into half of them, where you had the Department of Justice sent out to monitor all these different voting locations. And on my last review, it just so happened all the polling locations that the Department of Justice sent monitors to all went Democrat, including Maricopa County. I'm sure there's nothing to see there. And by the way, to those out there thinking, well, you know, Nevada wasn't so bad, even though Laxalt didn't win and they stole it from him, we still got the Republican Governor Lombardo. Are you missing the picture here? Did you sleep for the last 6 years? Do you know who Joe Lombardo is? The sheriff that covered up the Vegas shooting? You think that's a victory? You really think the globalists would let the Democrats steal the Senate seat, but then give Republicans the governor's office? Wow. Well, you've got something to learn. Joe Lombardo, the sheriff that covered up the Vegas shooting, becoming your governor is not the good news you think it is, but okay. You keep believing that. All right. Let me start to get into the news headlines here when it comes to the elections. Poll pads caught adding hundreds of voters in real time as poll is being closed. Folks, this is wild. This is coming out of Houston. This is coming out of Dallas. And now this is coming out of Georgia. The Election Oversight Group has been investigating and documenting Georgia's election problems since the 2020 general election in conjunction with County Citizens Defending Freedom, and has provided the Gateway Pundit with more evidence that our election systems should not be trusted. This time, it's direct from Texas, but has implications and evidence of occurrences in many other jurisdictions. And they even have videos of this. In a shocking video that seems to confirm many of the things we knew but couldn't prove, poll workers in Dallas, Texas, captured the number of checked-in votes on their poll pads, jumping higher and higher right before the polls closed. And this is such an obvious one. I'd never asked myself this until this election round, and it seems so obvious, but even myself never had this thought come across my mind until this election season. And that's, you know, the easiest thing to do now with mail-in ballots and all of that, it might not be as easy, but there might still be some levels of checks and balances. There needs to be a more transparent attendance, let's say, a more transparent attendance statistic, so that you can sit here and see, okay, 1.5 million people voted in Maricopa County, but there were 2 million votes counted. You see what I'm getting at here? So it'd be a really easy way to tell if they're adding votes totals to specific candidates, if you had some sort of an attendance marker or like a turnstile marker or like somebody clicking how many people are actually voting. Now, I'm sure that that data is supposed to be available somewhere, but you never hear much about it because then you hear stories like this. Another Democrat miracle. Maggie Hassan wins 1,100 votes from a town with a population under 700. This story repeats itself This happened a dozen times in 2020, where you had more votes than people actually registered to vote in those districts and counties, and every single time they went for Democrat. And in the Gateway Pundit article here, they highlight all of those different anomalies, if you will, dating back from 2019 even. So how do we know that that's legitimate? Well, you of course know it's not, because just as we predicted, the Democrats were going to steal the Senate and the House. Why wouldn't they? Nobody stopped them after they stole the presidency. 10,000 unexplained votes dropped on Friday morning gave Maryland U.S. House seat to the Democrats. Yep, another one where they just keep counting and counting and counting and counting until the Democrat wins. And then they stop counting. And this is in Western Maryland, that is a heavily patriot area, that they just stuffed and stuffed and stuffed the ballots till the Democrat had the victory. And then you're distracted watching them steal Nevada. You're distracted watching the race in Arizona. You're distracted watching the narrative with Trump, DeSantis, and everything else that, they keep just piling ballots over here in Maryland, just piling them, counting them, counting them. And then, oh, the Democrats ahead. Let's call the race. The number of House seats continue to dwindle as GOP leaders remain silent and ignore reality. Yep. Yeah, it's amazing, the silence from Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Ronna McDaniel, isn't it? Deafening, almost, the silence from the Republican leadership. It's almost as if they want to lose. Laxalt announced Democrat opponent would have to get an impossible 63% of remaining ballots to win. The next day, she got that exact number. Look, it's a psychological phenomenon that I can't really fully understand or explain myself, other than to say people just don't live in reality. And I understand not wanting to accept the dark reality that you might not have fair elections in this country. That's a dark thing to accept. And that really draws so many other questions to follow up that understanding. I understand why people don't want to go there, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I have nothing against Adam Laxalt. I think he was a fine candidate who should be the senator. I think he won. But the joke nature of these Republican candidates to sit here and think, oh, don't worry, we're going to win, we've got the votes. You don't get it yet. You don't get it yet, do you? How many times do you have to watch this play out? They keep counting votes until the Democrat is ahead, and then they stop. So it's comical to me that Laxalt, who I think won his race, it's comical to me that the Republicans in Arizona, who I think won Arizona, sit back and they say, oh, don't worry, we have the votes, we're going to win. Are you really that naive? But see, they denied what happened in 2020, and so now they're going to deny that it's happening to them again. Until they don't. But by then it might be too late. So we'll see. I don't think there's going to be much of a fight for Nevada. I think there will be a fight for Arizona. I don't think there'll be much of a fight for Georgia, though. And that's bad news. That's bad news for the Republicans or the populace moving through the Republican Party.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Happened in any other country, the UN would be moving in and declaring it a false election, but not here in America. We just are forced to take it because you have to destroy America. You have to destroy the idea of self-government. You have to destroy the idea of the citizen being empowered in order for the corporate world government to be successful. That's what this is all about. Now, again, I don't see any fight from Republicans in Georgia. Warnock's going to take that seat, is my guess. And I don't see any fight from Republicans in Nevada. And with your governor being Joseph Lombardo, who covered up the Vegas shooting, we still don't have answers on that. He wins governor. You think you're going to have any fight there? Don't be so sure. But Arizona might be different. And I don't know if I want to read the entire message here from the Republican Party of Arizona, but it's pretty powerful, and it shows that there's going to be at least a stand made by the likes of Kelly Ward and Carrie Lake and Blake Masters and Fincham and Hamaday, who are all going to lose. I mean, there might not be a better example, because there really wasn't much excitement for Republicans across the board in this midterm cycle unless Donald Trump was behind it. I mean, let's just call it what it is. If Trump had a rally for the candidate, there'd be tens of thousands of people showing up. If not, it looked like any other normal election season with maybe a little bit of an attendance at a rally, except in Arizona. Kari Lake and Blake Masters and Fincham and Hamadeh were having huge rallies. And Kari Lake was having big rallies. Katie Hobbs couldn't get 100 people at an event. So it's just the same story from 2020, except a smaller example of that in Arizona, where Republicans had massive rallies with Trump or without Trump. Didn't matter. They had massive rallies, and still the Democrats, who don't even have rallies, somehow were able to win. So I think there's going to be some pushback there, and that might be why the Democrats knew they had to steal the Nevada seat, because just the outside chance that maybe they find massive voter fraud that flips the election to Arizona for Republicans, or who knows, do even a revote, they knew they had to secure that seat in Nevada, not taking any chances on Georgia before that runoff comes around. But regardless, you're not going to know anything about that for months to come anyway, and you know Mitch McConnell and the Republican Party are going to try to put a wet blanket on any fight that the Republicans in Arizona have. But yeah, there's a rally in Arizona, not a Trump rally. That's a Kari Lake, Blake Masters rally in Arizona with thousands of people, and Katie Hobbs couldn't get 100 people at an event. Gateway pundit files federal civil rights lawsuit against Maricopa County officials. You can read that at the Gateway Pundit's website. But I'm telling you, I think the Hoffs realized what we realized here. The only place where there's going to be any fight is going to be in Arizona. Forget Nevada, forget Georgia. There's just no fight there. I don't know why. It's just not going to happen. Here's Abe Hamadeh. He was running for the attorney general seat in Arizona. Remember, 72%+ of the votes on Election Day in person were Republican. When you have 30% of the tabulating machines failing, causing people to leave the lines and give up, this is voter suppression targeting a political party. I'm not doubting that that went on, but that's the lesser of the story to me. The real story is just the ridiculousness when it comes to counting, the shutting down of the machines, the shutting down of the security cameras. I mean, it's just all of it. I mean, folks, it's so ridiculous. All the polls were leaning Republican. Even Vegas, that is about as accurate as predicting things in the gambling market as anything else, had Republicans winning the Senate and the House. And on Election Day, they had it 80% Republicans were going to win the House and 72% they were going to win the Senate. So what happened? Well, we all know what happened. We all know exactly what happened. But I think the only place we may get any idea of a solid answer is in Arizona. They're continuing to count votes in Lauren Boebert's district in Colorado. This is hilarious, folks. I'm telling you. Literally, they are not going to stop counting votes in Lauren Boebert's district. I think she's, what is she, District 3? Let me see here in the story in front of me. Well, I don't want to sit here reading it until I get it. Yeah, District 3. Thank you, guys. So the votes are all in. It's already 100% of the vote in. Lauren Boebert wins by a small margin. And they just say, wait, we've got 10,000 more votes. Wait, we've got 5,000. Wait, we've got more. No, it's not over. And so I think they're going to keep counting Colorado until Lauren Boebert is out. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is like, I mean, most people think the NBA is rigged, or at least to some extent. There have been major books written about it. I've interviewed Tim Donaghy, the former referee that got caught gambling on games. I've read Brian Toohey's books and interviewed him on all the fixing that goes on in NBA games. And, you know, the theory was the NBA wanted Michael Jordan to win, so they changed rules to get Mike to win or whatever. And then Kanye West this weekend said that Michael Jordan's father was sacrificed, but I won't go into that. Sorry. So, but no, this is like if the Utah Jazz were beating the Chicago Bulls in the 96 finals, and the Jazz are up 2 points when the time expires, and then the referee says, no, wait, no, 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 no. There's still 30 seconds left. Or there's still 10 seconds left, and it's the Bulls' ball. You say, oh, what? 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 The clock's at zero. The Jazz won by two. No, no. No, there's still 10 seconds left. You're like, well, okay. All right, I guess there's 10 seconds left. And then the Bulls inbound the ball to Jordan, and the referees set a screen so that Jordan can shoot a three and make it at the buzzer. And then, oh, the Bulls win. Jordan wins. Well, okay, if you saw that, you'd say, well, that's obviously cheating. Somebody just rigged that game. That's what's going on in Colorado. All the votes in. Lauren Boebert's ahead. She's a popular representative in Colorado. It's a conservative area. Farmers, country boys, you get it. And they're just going to keep counting votes till she's out. They're just going to not stop counting the votes till she's out. 100% Lauren Boebert wins. Not so fast. We must count all the votes, even the fake ones. Once again, another Democrat takes the lead after 4 days of delayed ballot counting, and a race is immediately called. That's Nevada. We all watched it. But so now, folks, here's the new crucible. Here's the new crucible. And I got to be honest, so far, I've actually seen a positive outcome. Now, the problem is most conservatives in the media who are real people and not bad people and not controlled people are still going to be afraid to say election fraud and elections being rigged. A perfect example might be Trace Gallagher at Fox News, who basically with a wink and a nod has to tell you that they stole Nevada. But he can't say it in so many words, so he kind of throws out the evidence and throws out the story, and then with a wink and a nod says, but we don't know for sure. It's like that's the most hardcore you're going to get as far as a thrust against the election theft at Fox News, other than maybe Tucker Carlson. But the point is, it's there, they're realizing it, and their audience knows it's there, and so they're not going to be able to bury that bone forever. And others, though, like Molly Hemingway, I think are not going to be so cautious. Molly Hemingway explains how Republicans must adapt to new voting practices, and this is what I mentioned earlier. And you want to stop early voting? Here's what the Republicans should do. Donald Trump, forget about whether he wants to run or not, Donald Trump should have rallies in all of these battleground states and have it right next door to an early voting location. And then have a booth set up with people registering people to vote. And so Trump gets 10,000 at a rally. Conservative speaking, let's say he gets 10,000 at a rally. And then you register the people that aren't registered to vote. You register them right there on the spot. And then you say, hey, by the way, now you can go vote right across the street. Just like that. Because as I told you, that's what the Democrats have been doing for the last year on college campuses. They have rallies on college campuses multiple times. They have early voting stations on college campuses. I mean, it's the playbook that the Democrats won. And then they brag and they say, look at how great the youth turnout was. Yeah, because you had rallies on college campuses. You registered them to vote right after the rally. And then you sent them across the block to the early voting station to vote. All there, right there within a 2-hour period. The Republicans can do that, too. Except they can get a better turnout if they get Trump involved. And that might be what they have to do. All right, this does it for the Alex Jones Show. I'm doing the first hour of Sunday Night Live on the other side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.